Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 2nd of January 2025. Today's topic is The Grace of God, Part 1. Our text is taken from Titus chapter 2 verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ. Verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Key verse, Titus chapter 2 verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Grace is unmerited or undeserved favor. It is God's riches at Christ's expense. What this means is that God gives every human being the opportunity to be reconciled to him through Jesus Christ. The sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden cut man off from God. As a loving creator and father, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and pay the price to bring mankind back to him. He wants us to continue enjoying fellowship with him the way it was before Adam and Eve sinned. This salvation plan is the grace that God gives to all mankind, teaching us to deny all ungodliness and turn to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. No one can claim that merit for the salvation of his or her soul. Christ paid the price for it. That is why it is said that salvation is by God's grace, not by man's works. We cannot work for it, singing in the choir, cleaning the church, giving to the poor and needy, and other good works. If salvation were to be bought either with money or services, many would not get it. God gave his only begotten Son to pay the price for our return to him, redemption. All you need do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. Come to God in repentance and confess your sins to him. Ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness and cleansing through his blood. Invite him into your life as Savior and continue to follow him, read your Bible and pray every day. Also tell others about Jesus. Prayer for today. God, I thank you for your grace that found and saved me. Help me to continue following you. Amen. Further reading, Titus chapter 3 verse 3 to 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.